Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
The truth of the matter was is that when the documentary was written, this was not the conclusion that we wanted to come to. I think if I was to be really honest, I wanted people to understand that the culture was really bad, that it was doing its very best to steal my children from me. I look at my little girl and I think the culture is going to steal my little girl from me. She is going, it's going to seep in somehow into my family. But really, the truth of the matter is that culture is made up of people, and we're all broken people. So actually, we have this amazing opportunity as Christians to shape culture and to shape the view of other people by the way that we live our lives. So the idea of the documentary at the beginning was to talk about what was wrong with the culture so that people would feel they need God's design for family. But actually what came out the other end is that as Christians, we have to first acknowledge we are broken, all of us. And broken is that's just humanity. We're all broken people. And that way we understand, so what is God's plan for us in our brokenness?
It's just the idea that we are the object of his love and that he can put our lives back together when they have been fractured. And then when he does that for you, it impacts how you show up in your marriage and with your kids. One family at a time at a time, when we start to really tend to the things and not put on the front. And I do think that churches are full of people putting on a good face and hiding their brokenness. And so this is an invitation for us to look at our own personal stories and trust that God can do something, you know?
I just want to say on that note, too, one of the first pre-screenings we had just recently in Grand Rapids, actually, someone came up to me and said, I just need to get home to my kids. I feel like such a bad dad watching that. And I said, oh, mate, that wasn't my intention. My intention was that you would understand that we're all grappling and struggling with trying to do our best. In fact, Susie, one of the things that surprised me most as I went around the world talking to different people about this is that most people, 95%, I would say, of people want to be a great mum or a great dad or have a great relationship with their spouse or partner or whatever they are. The problem is they're so overwhelmed by their own issues that they don't know how to move forward, Christian or non. So here's the exciting part for us. We have this grand designer, this amazing design and plan that God laid out before the foundation of the world. And he says, listen, if you want to see what a relationship with God really looks like, I've started that within the context of family. Started it with Adam and Eve and had a relationship with them in the garden. I designed you before the foundation of the world to be the domino piece in this grand plan. And if we can grasp that, then hopefully the idea is you don't stand there and feel overwhelmed because you're not a great parent. You stand there and say, actually God has given me something to impact my little sphere of the world. And if I can impact this part of the world, imagine the ripples that go out. And God says that is what family is about. That's what a Christian family should look like.